Next item is item 15 for discussion pertaining to tile fishing grouper. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Commissioner and members of the commission. All right, so good afternoon. If you don't recognize me, my name is Ethan Simpson. I'm one of the new fishery planners here with the commission. I'm here today to discuss the mandatory recreational reporting requirements for our various recreational fisheries. So particularly, we are here to discuss amendments, potential amendments to the tile fish and grouper regulations to remove the permitting and mandatory recreational reporting requirements for that fishery, and to amend the regulations for the amberjack, cobia, and striped bass regulations to extend the deadline for reporting. And I don't even have my slide up. Okay, so I would like to start with the history of this program here. It was initiated in 1995 with the striped bass fishery. But it wasn't until 2015 that the current permitting system and reporting requirements were instituted. This included the stipulation that an angler is ineligible for the next year's permit if they fail to report. Tilefish and grouper were added to the program in 2009 as a way for VMRC to fill data gaps and show not only that there was harvest for these species, but also that the VMRC was capable of monitoring and managing these fisheries. Also, we know that the commission approved a voluntary permitting and reporting program for the 2016 recreational cobia fishery. This became mandatory in 2017. Also in 2017, the reporting requirements became uniform for each of these species, including the stipulation that no fishing effort must be reported. So staff has recently heard some concerns over the current reporting rates of these recreational species. The reporting rates outlined in this table include only the reports submitted by the 15-day deadline at the end of each season. For the past 2 years, the commission has allowed an informal waiver, more or less, on the deadline requirement, meaning that staff have been taking reports beyond that deadline, and anglers have been allowed to remain eligible for next year's permit. At this point, however, the requirements and there have been in the regulations for at least 2 years in the case of cobia, longer for the case of striped bass, and staff believes that a stricter adherence to the requirement would improve reporting rates moving forward. We did get some feedback from FMAC meeting last night, both from the committee, which felt that a 15-day deadline may not be enough time for anglers to report, but also from the public, which felt that any longer than a month, you run the risk of introducing bias into your data set, just from memory loss or failure to report intentionally. So looking at the table, it is immediately apparent that reporting rates for the tilefish grouper fishery are low. And there is also a very clear increase in the cobia reporting from 2016 to 2017. In the case of the cobia, that was due to the fact that, as I mentioned, the 2016 was on a voluntary basis, and 2017 it became mandatory. Overall, the new reporting requirements in 2017 did clearly improve the reporting rates for tilefish grouper and cobia, although for the tilefish grouper, the rates have since remained low. We would like to specifically look at those tilefish grouper reporting rates, and as you can see, they have been consistently low for this fishery even after the implementation of those 2017 mandatory no effort reporting. In fact, for the last 2 years, we've just averaged 23.5% reporting rate for that fishery. To go over the regulations, just to summarize, currently captains and operators of recreational vessels must obtain a recreational tilefish and grouper permit, with the captain or operator being responsible for reporting for all anglers aboard. Similarly, any individual fishing from a shore, pier, or other structure for tilefish or grouper must also get the permit and adhere to the same reporting requirements. Concerning reporting requirements specifically, permittees must report any trips where tilefish or grouper were targeted, whether any were caught or not, by the 15th day after the close of the tilefish grouper recreational fishery seasons. Permittees must also notify the commission of their lack of participation by the same 15-day deadline. And finally, those who fail to report entirely are ineligible to receive the permit for the following year. Currently, the commission has allowed that waiver period, but the online system, it should be noted, does not allow an angler to re-up that permit unless they report. So they'll have to call us in before the computer will allow it to be renewed. Some other considerations just regarding the tilefish grouper fishery. Besides the low reporting rates, this is a federal fishery. Therefore, anglers are required to report the catch to NOAA's VTR program, and they've also added the new eVTR program, which has made it easier. But this does resort in double reporting. And that same kind of line of thought, staff time is currently spent processing and answering questions about the requirements, but the program does not produce any unique data from NOAA's VTR program. And due to the questionable nature of the data and the low reporting rates, none of this data has been used by the staff to inform any management decisions thus far. I do want to point out, though, that was just for tilefish grouper. In terms of cobia and striped bass, we do use that data. The reporting data for both of these fisheries is used to aid stock assessment efforts. Specifically, cobia weight data was used by ASFMC during their development of the cobia management plan, and the striped bass data has been regularly used to inform the overall stock assessments. So, for now, staff recommends the commission advertise for a March public hearing to, firstly, amend Chapter 4 VAC 20-1120 pertaining to tilefish and grouper to remove the permitting and mandatory reporting requirements, and to, two, amend Chapter 4 VAC 20-510 pertaining to amberjack and cobia, and Chapter 4 VAC 20-252 pertaining to the taking of striped bass to adjust the mandatory reporting deadline from 15 days to 21 days after the season closure, and to add compliance language, which includes the failure to report any 1 year will result in loss of eligibility for that permit the following year, and to make it clear that it's just for that following year that you're ineligible, and you may reapply in subsequent years. And with that, I'm open to any questions.
Any questions by members of the commission?
Any input would also be appreciated.
Dr. Neal?
All right, just a couple of things. The VTR, federal VTR system, that's for higher vessels. Correct. So that doesn't apply to me. So you would lose my reporting, because I don't report to the federal government. Also, we keep saying tilefish and grouper. The Mid-Atlantic Council added blue line tilefish to their golden tilefish plan, but there still is no management plan for grouper north of North Carolina. Correct. So right now, Virginia's it. But so all this is really, you're really requesting is getting rid of the special permit and the mandatory reporting, but you're not talking about getting rid of Virginia's grouper regulations, commercial and recreational landing stuff and all that kind of stuff. Yes. All right. So that was, I just wanted that clarification. I think everything else is, that's all fine.
Further questions? Matters before the commission. Dr. Neal?
I'll make a motion to approve staff's request for a public hearing to make these modifications.
Second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Good job. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Further business to come before the commission? If not, meeting adjourned.